high as 21 miles per hour. You're going to find Thursday mostly sunny. Friday, mostly sunny. We're going to have highs in the low 70s and mid 60s throughout. Now, stay tuned for Off the Lip.
Hey, Dave Lostalot here, commercial insurance broker with A&B Insurance in Santa Cruz. We've all heard the old adage, you get what you pay for. Well, insurance is no different because it's not always a...
Well, there's a good start, don't you think?
Can I join in, Sam?
Yes.
Okay, just sing along. You can sing. Who's our introductory music? What's the name of that band? I forgot the name of that band. You listen, I'll tell you what, Sam. Let's step back a second. You ready?
Okay.
I'm Neil Pearlberg. I'm the host of the Off the Lip Radio Show.
That you are.
Right. And on this show, you never know what you're going to get. As they say, what is this? What do you say? Life's a box of chocolates, right? You never know what you get.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I get a phone call. I get a text about an hour ago saying that my dear friend and co-host, oh, it's his wife's birthday, and he's doing something, so he's not here.
Oh.
Right? So TC's not here.
Okay.
Right? And then I see your car in the parking lot. I go, what the hell is Sam doing here at like 7 at night? Oh, Chris, my engineer, is going to take a couple of days off.
That never happens. I'm never here this time of night.
Right. It's
never.
So you're kind of like, you're freaking out in the aisles going, Neil, I know nothing about your show. I don't know where anything is.
Well, to
I don't
be honest what, with you,
yeah.
I brought up Chris's template
yeah.
for your show.
Yeah, and?
I click on show open off the lip.
Yeah.
And what comes up is the Lostalot insurance commercial.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay,
what's
well, you
going
know what?
On.
It's a surf show. Who cares? Right?
Yeah.
You, I mean, you got to.
Well,
think of this, Sam. Sam, you deal with Rebecca Koster, right? Which is the show that has to be.
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, they're not unfortunately. She's a very, very smart woman, but she is a very professionally organized to the second show.
Micromanager.
Micromanager. This is the exact. Show is the exact opposite of that, right? Okay, what would be Rebecca? What would Rebecca Costa be doing right now if this happened to her?
She would probably be making phone calls to Kathy, to MZ, to Rosie, and
right.
Fire this man immediately.
Right, gone. But I'm not firing you. I am embracing that you're actually here doing the show. Let's have some fun. Ready?
Okay, let's go.
And I'm actually lucky because I'm here with a really, really good friend of mine who's like, I don't care what's going on tonight. That's his attitude is, you know, it's fine with me. I don't really care. It's a surf show. So in studio tonight, because recently it seems like I've been getting away from surf people. I've been getting away from, I've had music on and I don't know. Oh, yeah, the police chief, Andy Mills was on and... I forget who else was on before that. But tonight we're going to go back to surfing. Because in studio is one of the most, humble people that I know. And he's not going to, as I said in the previously on Dave's show, he's not really going to want to talk to me about how good he is or how great he is or whatever. Because he's a humble dude. But he's going to have to face the music for an hour and then I can boot him. My good friend Kirk McGinty is in the house. Now, Kirk is shapeboard since 1996. Five! You must have lied to me because I wrote 1996 in the Sentinel when I wrote an article about you. And he's in the studio tonight, and I'm telling you, he shapes, I know, because I ride his boards. I love his boards. They're absolutely unbelievable. The best boards I've ever ridden. But he makes surfboards, and he also makes paddle boards that are different, completely different to any others. And he works for Google. So I'm thinking that maybe his Google influence goes into his surfboards. What do you think, Kirk? Anyway, first of all, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good buddy.
To be here.
How you doing? You got to be really close to that microphone.
How's this?
You're better.
Good to be here. Thanks, Neil.
You're welcome. Now, it took me 2 years to get you in here, didn't it?
It sure did.
It took me 2 years. Come on, Kirk. No. Come on, Kirk. No. Come on, Kirk.
Yeah,
finally.
Here I
took
am.
Me 2.5 years to get your ass in that chair.
Good to be here.
It's relaxed, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty casual.
It's nice.
People can also watch the show right now on Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page. We're live. We're Facebooking live. We do all that. So tell us how you got started shaping, can you?
Well, as you mentioned, I work for Google now, but I've always been involved in the product design field.
Yeah.
Professionally.
Yep.
So I've always had an interest in creating things. And let's see, back in 95, I was working at a design firm in the Valley. And
was it Frogs or something?
Frog Design.
Frog. See, I remember that.
Frog Design.
Frog Design.
Right.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we did there was we built a lot of prototypes and models of different products that we would be hired to design for clients, like HP and Dell Computer and just all kinds of different manufacturers.
Yeah.
So we'd make these models with these big high-end CNC milling machines that cost like $500,000 a piece.
Right.
And I started tinkering with surfboards and having them cut on the machine. So I would design boards using CAD software. This was way before.
Even back then, because people are using them all the time, right?
Now
right.
it's the industry standard. But this is way back before that.
Right.
Using CAD software to design boards and then having them cut on these big milling machines. And
do you remember the first one you made?
I do. I still have it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Sure.
Really?
It's a bit clunky, but...
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Know. How much work do you put into a board that has come out of a CAD design? I mean, yourself, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, you know, the machine does most of what I call the grunt work, where it cuts sort of the general shape, rocker profile and thickness, flow, and all of that stuff. And all I have to do is the fun stuff, which is the fine tuning.
Yeah.
So cutting in the tails and, you know, dialing in the rails if needed and laying out the fins. And
today, are you making mostly paddle boards? Are you a combination of both? What's it, 50-50 or what? No?
No, mostly paddle boards.
Really?
These days, yeah.
So why is that? Is that where your comfort level is, or there's plenty of surfboard shapers?
I think it's because, I guess it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That when stand up started showing up in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And I was always interested in it, for whatever reason. I've always been a guy that likes to try different things.
Yeah.
Surfing wise, you know, riding.
And you never know you never know what. Kurt is going to, you know, you see Kurt, if he's standing on a board, you got to go over there and check out what I like to stand up paddleboard. You got to go over there next to him to see what the hell he's riding. Because it may be some kind of, you know, a saucer. You never know what it is. It can be, usually it's something totally completely off the wall.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a couple of your boards that are like, people say to me, what the hell is that? You know, the board that you made, that's called the TV dinner.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, where'd that name come from? You called this board a TV dinner. Where'd that name come from?
I don't know. I just made it up. It's short and wide and square, and it looks like a TV dinner tray.
It does.
For those of you that remember what TV dinners looked like.
They still make TV dinners? Sam, they still make TV dinners?
No, I don't
think so.
Okay, I
think they do. All right. But, yeah, but it works. It works better, it works better than any other board that I've ridden that you have made. Hmm. It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's just that one I've been riding. It's a 6'10". And most paddle boards are, what, average paddle board today?
9 feet.
9'10", you know? And this one's a 6'10".
Right. So a little background for the listeners.
Yes, please.
That particular model is very wide, very short, wide throughout. Square nose, very wide in the middle, square tail.
Yeah.
Thick, flat, so it packs a lot of surface area right under where you're standing. So it's easy to stand on, very stable. And then once it's on a wave, it's like hot rod.
Right. But for that board in particular, is this going to work? You know, I mean, is this thing just going to sink? Is it even actually going to move in a forward direction? You know, right?
I didn't know. And that's the beauty of making your own boards.
Right.
You can experiment.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to go back to our friend that we talked about earlier, Gary Niblock, who's a fan of yours, right? He's obviously ridden many of your boards, right? Uh-huh. Remember, he told me a story the other day. I was in a meeting with him in Aptos. He said, you know what I like about Kirk? Is I went to see Kirk, and I had an idea about this SimSup shape that he has, a SimSup surfboard. And he
Simmons,
came. A mini Simmons. Mm-hmm. And he came to you and said, hey, I got an idea. And you just go, let's try it. Let's give it a try.
Yeah, he came to me and said, would this work as a stand-up paddleboard? This idea of the mini Simmons, short and wide, wide square tail, twin fin or quad.
Right.
And I thought, I wonder, I don't know, because it would have to be, you know, long and 30 inches wide, and the tail is going to be 2 feet wide, and who knows? So we tried it. This was back in 2010, made the first one, and we were blown away by how much fun it was because it was 8 feet long, but as stable as a board that was 2 feet longer,
right?
And so maneuverable because it's so short and real skatey,
right?
And real fast, which is perfect for the point breaks here. And it's the kind of board style that I have always loved, sort of the skatey, fishy kind of ride.
Right.
So we had a revelation, really, you know, back then.
Yeah.
And boy, it changed. I think it changed stand-up paddling.
For those who've ridden one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because now, I mean, all the big manufacturers have their own version of what we made.
Right, I saw someone with that. Yeah. They're all copying. A lot of the manufacturers have copied what you've made.
I don't know that they've copied, but they've discovered the same thing that we discovered back then.
So if you're looking into getting a paddle board and wanted to buy a paddle board, you don't need to have one that's 10 feet long, 11 feet long. Have one that you can carry. Have one you can carry up and down the stairs at privates or down the hook. You don't need this big old ship, I'm telling you right now.
Right.
What's your website?
L41surfcraft.com.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Before we go to break, Sam, you ready? We're going to go to break. How you doing?
I'm not even close to ready.
You're not even ready?
This doesn't play anything that I dial up.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll take care of the commercials tonight. How's that sound?
Okay.
You just sit there. Why don't you sit there and put your feet up? In fact, you know what you can do? Kirk's wife, Kim, made muffins tonight, right? Latest muffins. So I'm going to be chewing on one. If you want to come and grab a muffin and just grab the paper and hang out for an hour, I'll just do the commercials. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Toyota of Santa Cruz, my dear friend Julie, right there in the corner, 41st and Highway 1. What's there to say? Julie's been there for 25 years. If you need to get a Toyota, there's only one place to go. It's right. You don't need to go over the hill. You don't need to go anywhere else. She's right there. She's going to take care of you. Oh, she'll take care of you. Giving them away right now, not exactly, but unbelievable deals. They have tons of Toyotas, tons of used cars. Please stop by Toyota of Santa Cruz. They've been a sponsor of the show since day one. So they've supported us. Go visit them. Support them. Also, since we don't do no commercials but can no longer be played, this show is brought to you by Pono Island Grill. Where else can you get? Oh, there's two great Hawaiian places in town, Aloha and Pono Island Grill.
Hey, you wanted me to try the Laustalots and Pono Hawaiian Grill?
No, just relax,
okay.
Dude. No.
Okay.
So Pono is right downtown. You can't miss it. Timmy Hunt, the owner of Pono Island Grill. He's also got one of those food trucks, the Pono Mobile. So if you go grab some Hawaiian food down there at Pono Grill, and of course, my dear friend Steve Pereira and Diane Pereira, the beach guy. There's nothing you can say about the beach guy except he is one of the most generous people that we've had on this as a sponsor of the show. He's given away so much money to charities and people we've had on the show. Steve and Diane Pereira are nothing but first class people. So with that said, we're going to get straight on with the show and back to our dear friend Kirk. What are you doing over there, Kirk? What do you got going on?
I'm looking at Facebook Live. Hi, everybody.
Are we on Facebook? Oh, yeah. Facebook Live with Santa Cruz Wave. So if you have a question for Kirk, you can ask it on there. You can anything you want to know, he'll tell you. And we're going to carry on with the show. And where am I going to go right now? Okay. So.
No commercial?
No.
Nice.
No, it was a commercial. We just did the commercial. Because Sam's over there He's shaking his head because my controller, it's just an engineer. Say, hey, Sam, don't worry about it, buddy. Please. Don't worry about it.
This template is so messed up.
This is a surf show, dude. No one cares. It's no, trust me. It's fine. No one cares.
Yes.
Somebody wants to...
This continue on.
It's fine. So
let the show go on.
Let's talk about... Go back to Palabo a second. Okay. What's new in the... What's new in the works? What's I want to know, you know, what I'm going to be seeing here in Kirk's garage. Because every time you open up, I come to your house and you open up the door and what the hell is going on? It's like, the Willy Wonka factory in there. You know, yeah. You never know. You open the door, you never know what you're going to get. So what's coming down the pike that's like, or is it top secret?
It's top secret.
Really?
But, I mean, you know, there's a lot of great new materials that are coming out now that we can build boards with. Not only awesome new foam formulas, but also lots of really cool carbon fiber weaves and different composite materials, you know, hybrid materials that make the boards real strong and light.
How do you get to find out about these materials? How does they come across to you? Is it from your work at Google, or do you investigate new materials that are coming out in today's world?
So I work with Graphite Masters, and they sort of are at the forefront of all of that, of coming out with new crazy composite things to put on surfboards.
Right. Do they make them expensive, though?
Some of it is. Yeah. Right. But the trade-off is, you know, you can get a really strong, super high-tech board.
That weighs what?
Well, depends on the length, but they're lighter than anything else out there.
Talking 15 pounds?
Or less.
Less.
Yeah.
For a stand-up paddle board.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you don't need to be a hybrid surfer or, you know, just for somebody who wants to paddle a board just for fun, you know, especially a woman, you know, women, because they have a hard time carrying some of these big boards around. So for someone like that, having a nice, you know, 10-pound or 15-pound board is only 8 feet long. It's easy for them to carry around for lake use or whatever.
Absolutely.
Right? And you can put it in the car.
You put it in your car.
You put it in your car. Not you have to put it on top of the car. It doesn't get ripped off.
Yeah, it's true.
So you work for Google and make boards.
Right.
Which is the most fun?
Making boards.
Really? Now, how much is... I know you do a lot of your work at with Stretch, right?
Yeah.
How much has he influenced you? Or does he leave you alone? Or when you go over to his factory up the street from KSCO, does he... Have you asked him some questions, or does he get involved?
Yeah, he does, and I definitely ask him questions.
I mean,
if there's anyone in this town that knows about high-end materials, it's Stretch.
Right.
And I'm lucky enough to be able to use his factory and his resources and his employees who are the best.
Right.
Which is great, you know. So definitely pick his brain as much as he'll allow.
Right. And if you want to go see it, if you want to get a board, go see Stretch.
Yeah.
Why not, huh?
Right.
The race board community is something that's, you know, that's a different field, but still a big part of the stand-up paddleboard community. Are you involved in that at all?
No, I'm not.
And why not?
I just never got into it. It's not something that I do personally.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to ride waves.
Yeah.
So that's where my focus has been.
Where am I going to go now? I got an idea. So, your favorite place to surf is where?
Favorite place to surf?
Yeah.
Probably Sharks.
On a good day?
Yeah.
Privates?
When it's big.
Now, you know, your nickname is out there is Dr. The Legend. I call you the Legend. You're, you know, my friend Cal Ponzini calls you Dr. Smooth.
Right.
Because there's no one, I'm telling you, he's going to run out of here, guy. He's going to run out of here. But there's no one that is probably smoother on a stand-up paddleboard than... My guest here tonight, Mr. Kirk McGinty from L41 Surfcraft. So if you want to check out his website, he's got all the stuff he has on there is it's outrageous. What's it again? L41
Surfcraft.com.
So we've got a couple of well-known people here in town riding. I see your boards out there more and more. But Joe Clark, who is a sheriff here in town, retired, rides nothing but your boards. Of course, the assistant. District Attorney Steve Drotter,
of course,
right, rides your boards.
Uh-huh.
So somebody comes to you for a board, what do you do? So I mean, you don't know from a board. They would say, hey, Kirk, I got to get one of your boards. What do you sit down with them or what do you do?
Typically, no. It's easy to do over a few emails.
Yeah.
You know, so
really?
People will contact me and say I'm interested in buying one of your boards. And, you know, we start the discussion with how long have you been surfing, what's your age, what's your weight, things right. like that, so I can get an idea of what size to make.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people are knowledgeable enough. They've done their research. They know kind of what I offer and what
right.
what they want for the most part. But
and can they be shipped anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
So you can ship them anywhere?
Yeah.
Safely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you grew up in Florida, correct?
I was born in Florida.
Yeah.
I grew up kind of in the southeast.
Did you? And how did you end up here? How the heck, like, a lot of people, I guess, we're all lost, especially since I have an accent. How the heck did you end up in Santa Cruz?
I lived in San Francisco. That's where I went to school.
Yeah.
And my wife and I...
You better mention your wife's name, by the way,
wife,
and the kids.
My beautiful
too.
Wife, Kim.
Right. And the kids. Got to mention the kids' names.
Macon and Tate.
Right.
Kim and I were on a trip in San Diego, and we thought that we would stop in Santa Cruz on the way back to San Francisco and see if there were any rentals available. And we found this awesome little house at the end of 41st Avenue, and we never left. That was over 20 years ago.
Is that the same one you're still in?
No. This is down in,
So like many other people, it's like, you know, where the Eagles said, you know, once you're here,
we totally fell in love with
you can't check out. You can check out, but you can never leave, right?
Yeah, right.
I know that. You know what? We have a phone call right here. And guess who's on the phone? One of my favorite guests, by the way. Boots is on the phone. Hey there, Boots. Hang on, buddy. We're gonna get Sam to come fix the. We're gonna get Boots. Hang on a minute, buddy. If I drop you, call back. Because Sandy, this whole thing show is a complete debacle. Because the engineer's not here. TC's not here. Kirk's been so kind to me. And Sam now is going to come fix the phones so I can take Boots' phone call. And if anybody else wants to call in, oh, he's gone. But Boots, you call back, Boots. And can you fix the phones working here? Yeah. Maybe they're not working. I don't know. We're gonna see if we can get Boots on the phone. If you can't get on the phone, Boots, what you should just do. I mean, if you're close by, just drive by. Right? We're gonna try it because we have a debacle here at KSCO tonight where nothing works. But Boots, obviously, I saw Boots the other day, and he's like, Neil, this board that I just got from Kirk is the best board that I've ever ridden. And Boots has been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you do with Boots? You sit down with him and ask him what he wanted, or do you just say, Boots? I'll take care of it because he's knowledgeable about boards.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we made him a 9.6, kind of a conventional longboard shape, but with, you know, my sort of secret sauce.
Yeah.
And
what's the secret sauce? I need to know the secret sauce, dude.
Of course I can't tell you.
Dude, you got to give me the secret sauce. Can I try that? Okay, let's see if he... Boots, are you there? No, we got to... Something's not happening around here with doing the phone thing. So we'll try it. Boots, you there?
Still watching.
Is he still watching? Boots, we've got no idea. I'll tell you what, Boots. Why don't you text me, okay, with a question for...
Or I have him Facebook Live.
Oh, you do? Yeah, Facebook Live a question that you have for Kirk because we don't know how the phones... The phones are not working tonight. So if you want to call 831-479-1080, don't. What you can do is you can go to Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page and you can ask your questions for Mr. Kirk McGinty there.
Two years I waited to come here, and the phones don't even work.
Wow. Sam, my guest has given me S. My guest has given me, uh-oh, hang on. What are you doing, Sam? Uh-oh. You know what? You know when you're KSCO, when things are happening, like, they don't have this at KPIG. They don't have this at KGO, where your engineer is on the spot. Huh, Sam?
Yeah, that's me.
Kirk, you know what? This may be the worst show I've ever had in my life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's not your fault, Sam. No, it's not your fault because things should have been organized, maybe a little better, but that's the way it goes. So we're trying. You know what? Don't worry about it. If anybody wants to contact us, Facebook Live with Santa Cruz Waves. That's the way to get a hold of us. Do you think that surfboards are going? I mean, all these shapers are going with a CAD direction.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I think so, yeah.
And how do you feel about all this Costco business, where, you know, Costco now is the you know, the largest surfboard paddleboard maker in the world. How do you feel about?
I don't know.
Is it disappointing?
It is what it is.
I mean, you didn't say that.
Really?
Aren't you disappointed? Like, what are you doing with that piece of crap? You know, go. I don't know.
Those are the people that I don't want to make boards for anyway.
Really?
You know, yeah. It's fine with me.
The most fun board you made so far? Is there one out there that's like, it's one out there that you've made that you're like, this one really freaking works?
Paddleboard?
Yeah.
TV dinner.
Just the TV dinner?
Yep.
The one I'm at 610?
Yep. At Drain Pipes. Oh my God, best board ever.
Are you saying that because that was a good picture? I rode that thing Monday with my kid. Yeah, that thing. But it's the only problem. I'm going to tell you what the problem with that board is. Maybe because I'm old. But you can only last like an hour and 15 minutes riding that thing.
Why, you get exhausted?
It's tiring.
Yeah.
It's not like you're at a 9-foot cruiser, you know, like Boots. What's Boots have?
9'6".
A 9'6". You think Boots should be trying the TV dinner?
No.
Why not?
I think his knees will hold out.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, Boots. Did he call in with a question?
He didn't, but we got a question from Rachel Freeman.
Okay, Rachel Freeman. Rachel's
still listening.
Yeah.
She asks, what made you stay in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, what made you stay here? That's a good point. Waves?
The waves.
That's it?
I mean, I didn't move here for the restaurants.
You didn't?
No.
Is your wife a good cook? Wow, well, that was weird. Whoa. Sam, did you just turn something on, Sam? We just up my voice.
Yeah, I mean, great waves.
Yeah.
Small town vibe. You can see the stars at night. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it today? How do you feel about Santa Cruz today compared to when you were first here?
Oh, it's, you know, it's a lot more crowded. But
are you okay with that?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
You know. It's nice to see the way the neighborhood is changing. I mean,
right.
We're getting a lot of, you know, good coffee now. And
yeah.
Speaking
of good coffee, I'm doing another commercial. It's commercial time, by the way, Sam. People's Coffee on 17th and Bromer.
Love it.
Love it? Curtis, is Curtis writing one of your boards?
No.
Come on, Curtis. Step up to the plate. You got to get one of Kirk's boards. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Could you answer the phone, Sam? Can you answer the phone and take if I give away something? You can? Oh, God. Okay, we're going to try this. Call number 2 gets $25 worth of free coffee at People's Coffee, 17th and Bromer. So 831-479-1080 if you want $25 skis worth of free Java at People's Coffee. Also, this show has been sponsored by, oh, you just got a pair, Merge 4 Socks. Merge4Socks.com. They're right there on Santa Cruz. Any guest from the Off the Net Radio Show gets a pair of Merge 4 Socks given to us by Cindy Busenhart, the owner. She's an absolute sweetheart. And it was her birthday the other day, too, so I want to wish her a happy birthday. But if you haven't tried on a pair of Merge 4 Socks, they are simply the best. So very comfortable, very colorful, all kinds of different patterns and prints. So check them out. This portion of the show is also brought to you by, who are we going to go with? Oh, you know who I'm going to go with? Pure Power Yoga. Have you not gone to Pure Power? Have you gone to yoga yet with me, the hot yoga?
No.
Oh, I suffered in there today. I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But it makes you feel great, you know. Oh, the other day, I went the other day surfing on Sunday morning when the south swell was, and I got cold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's because surfing for 3 hours, I get cold. So I'm driving up the street. Oh, hot yoga. So I went to the hot yoga, took care of it right there. But
nice.
Anyway, you know, I didn't just go to get hot. But if you want to go to hot yoga here in town, 41st Avenue, Jeanette, who surfs her ass off, is the owner. She's a great surfer. She's got a great little business. That's Pure Power Yoga. It's right next to Verizon Wireless there by Outdoor World. So go check that out. Also, I want to thank Lighthouse Bank downtown. John Sisk, who also surfs. Everyone who sponsors the show, I think, has something to do with surfing, I guess, because it's a surf skate show. Lighthouse Bank has been serving the community of Santa Cruz since 2007, encourages, they provide $1,000 donations to local nonprofits throughout Santa Cruz County. So support them too, Lighthouse Bank, right down there. John Sisk, as I said, the president of Lighthouse Bank. It's lighthousebank.net. Anybody win the coffee? Yeah, someone's busy winning the coffee. And I've also got some swag to give away tonight, too. I got a T-shirt from Surf City Sandwich and a hat from Surf City Sandwich. The T-shirts are designed is by the infamous Jimbo Phillips. So isn't that a nice T-shirt you got?
Sure is.
It's a nice expensive, the nice kind of T-shirt, yeah. Not the crappy kind.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to be giving away the Surf City Sandwich hat and Surf City Sandwich T-shirt. And by the way, you went to Surf City Sandwich yesterday.
Yesterday? Over the weekend.
Over the weekend, yeah. Uh-huh. I went today. Had the chicken club sandwich. Dude, that thing was a four-napkin sandwich. I mean, you can tell how many napkins you have to use and how good the sandwiches are there.
Yeah.
You either have to do that or you have to go home and take a nap.
Right.
But you get a great – Fig's got great food there at Surf City Sandwich. So I want to thank him for supporting the show. And if you get a chance, stop by there. They're at the end of 41st Avenue at the bar – not the ocean end, at the very far end of Ocean Street. Upper 41st. You're on the L41st, which is where – what the name – the L41 is what?
Lower 41st.
Is that where you came up with that?
Yeah.
Is that the best you could do? Who thought of that?
It's my neighborhood.
That's your hood.
Yep. L41.
The L41. Once again, L41, surfcraft.com. You can watch the show right now on Santa Cruz Way's Facebook page. So,
what's up, Brian Sears?
Brian Sears is watching. Okay, so, you won't tell me what the secret sauce. Can you give us a little idea of what the secret sauce is? Come on. People reveal stuff on this show. It's
mathematically perfect curves.
How do you do that?
With software, not with a planer.
With software?
Yeah.
Can you make a better board on a computer than you can?
Personally, I think you can.
Okay. So, but you're going to have an old-time shaper that's going to
of course
argue with you, right?
Yep. And he has every right to. But
you think?
Personally, I think it's a much better tool.
Yeah. Have you ever made a paddle board that was like, you know, do you ever sit up in the middle of the night and go, ching, this came next to you snoring? Maybe she does. Does she snore?
Yeah, of course.
She's going to kill me. Okay. Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and go, ding, I've got an idea for a paddleboard? Does that ever happen?
Yeah.
Have you ever made – really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever made one that just simply didn't work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like what happened?
Earlier ones, yeah. You know, crazy experiments that were just sluggish, didn't turn.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you the mad scientist of surfboard shaping? Like the are you?
I don't know. Maybe paddleboard shaping. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not surfboards. I feel like there's a lot more exploring to do with stand up.
Yeah.
Today, whereas surfboards have kind of all, you know, it's all sort of been done.
Yeah.
Before everything right. that comes out has we've seen before.
Have you tried the finless board with just the grooves? Has that been tried? Not having any fins, just yeah. having the grooves.
I have not tried it.
No? Wouldn't work? Do you think it has to have fins?
It's some manner of fin on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially.
Okay.
Yeah. They can be very small.
They can be.
You need something.
Okay.
Otherwise your tail
What about this new thing with foiling?
Foiling is coming up pretty big. I got a lot of guys that want me to put boxes in their boards so they can put wings in them.
A foil.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So is that for surfing or yeah. for is that for the more of a downwinder type of thing?
Both. Guys
right?
are riding them behind boats, downwinding, riding waves.
So how does that work? Do you need to have a boat? Can you ride a foil stand-up paddleboard without being pulled first on a boat? Can you just paddle and just rise up or no?
You have to have either the wind behind you to get you going or something, or a boat. Or
How about a wave?
Yeah, a wave.
A wave would work?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah. This is Sam, our engineer. Are you awake? Because you've had nothing to do, buddy.
I'm wide awake.
All right,
very
all right.
frustrated. And,
okay. You're not stressed, are you?
But we do have a winner.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
All right.
And
who won?
His name is Gray.
Yeah.
Capitola Gray. And he would like to pick up his winnings here at the station tomorrow.
What? Tomorrow? He can't pick him up here. He's going to pick him up at the coffee shop.
Oh, so, he has to get him at the coffee shop.
Yeah, so Gray, if you're listening, I'll call. You give us that phone number?
I do have
I'll call Gray in the morning, and he can go pick up his coffee. But okay, don't come to here, because I won't be here.
Now, the other message I
The other message.
Boots called back.
Yes.
And said he posted something on Surf Waves.
On Santa Cruz Waves, yeah.
Santa Cruz Waves.
Yeah.
And he very much wants you to check it out and read it.
Okay. So what's he say? What's he,
I
what's
see it.
Thank you, Sam. You've done a great job, by the way.
Are you
stressed back there? No.
Nah.
Remember, this isn't Rebecca Costa. This is my show. It's the exact opposite. What did Boots have to say?
That was it.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Kirk. You just have another muffin.
You know what? I'm just going to turn off my mic and go home.
Boots says he's a longboarder.
Okay.
He's not going to ride a TV dinner.
Why not?
And he's not advocating SUP. It's too aggravating. Don't try it. He's telling people don't try it.
I don't understand.
Because
he said that at the very beginning. I'm never going to try it. Never going to do it. Next thing you know, he's riding one.
Yeah.
So what's he trying to do here?
He also said his 9.6 is the best board he's ever ridden.
Okay, so why?
Period.
Okay,
thanks, Boots.
Fine. But why can't someone else have that feeling like him? Why can't someone else feel that? Well, Boots is going to be coming driving down here right now. I know he is. So why can't someone else have that feeling? So he can't say that and have not advocate the board because he's already said it's the best board he's ever ridden.
Right. I think his point is he doesn't want to make any more friends that ride paddleboards. He wants it all for himself.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not going anywhere with that. Because a lot of our friends, I think. Do you think a lot of people, you know, the older crowd that are like, or do we want to even get into this?
What's that?
Like, I think a lot of people have said so much negativity about stand-up paddleboarding that they've gone too far. Now they can't go back. The toothpaste is out of the tube, as it were. You know? You know what I'm saying? What? Like, you got guys out there, you know, get that paddleboard out of here.
Yeah.
You know, I got it the other day. What the hell? You're ruining my... Oh, I ruined the guy's day.
Uh-huh.
Come on, dude. Matt Manresa, there's no one out here.
Uh-huh.
And ruined the guy's day, right? But do you think the people, some of the older guys are my age or old? You know, you're still young. How old are you?
Don't ask.
Okay. Right? But some of the guys have gone, yeah, now they can't ride him now because they've said so much crap about him and so much negativity that it's gone too far. TC, my co-host. Right? No. I'm never riding one of those. Absolutely not. Never, never, never. What's he riding?
He bought two of my boards.
He bought two. These guys are a bunch of hypocrites.
Well.
Okay, you know what? I should use the
microphone. They'll come around eventually.
They'll come around.
Right.
Okay. Exactly.
Everyone will.
Anybody else got any questions on? Anybody else have a question on Facebook Live with Santa Cruz Waves to check out the show? I want to see how we're doing without... Is it that bad a show, Sam? Is it that bad?
Oh, no. It's free-form radio.
It's free-form radio. I want to also give a shout-out to...
Fig. What's up, Fig?
Fig's probably watching. Fig, I already blew you up, Fig. So Fig's on there. He's probably trying to sell some sandwiches for crying out loud. Love Fig. And Fig, that chicken club sandwich you made me today? To die for. So good.
Dude, the Chipotle one?
Yeah, the Chipotle Chicken
That's
Club.
My wife. My beautiful wife Kim's favorite.
Favorite? Okay. Are you in the doghouse? Are you in the doghouse?
No.
I want to know. The beautiful wife thing. When you say the beautiful wife thing in the radio, usually it's some of the guys in the doghouse. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Zananti. Does anybody know who Dr. Zananti is? I do, because he is the guy that has the hyperbaric chamber that if you suffer from a concussion, mainly from concussions, there's other things, other mental issues it takes care of. But I know Sean Dollar, who broke his neck, he used the hyperbaric chamber to help overcome his difficulties, and now he's back on the mend. So Dr. Zananti is the only guy in town here in Santa Cruz that has a hyperbaric chamber. So you can check him out at Dr. Zananti on Facebook page, Zananti. Also, my good friend Dave Grigsby from the Kayak Connection. I'm telling you right now, there's so many whales out there. Shark, I know they're shark, but so many whales and wildlife out there. Pelicans, sea, it's everything. Everything's amok on the Monterey Bay. That, go get in a kayak. Get in a kayak and go check it out. If you don't want a paddleboard, get in a kayak. You got to go check it out. Also, check out the Off-Net Radio Facebook page, because I put a video on there last night of these orcas. Did you see that? Oh, my Lord.
Where?
It's on the Off-Net Radio Show Facebook page. It's these orcas swimming towards this kayak, these two chicks in a kayak, when like half a dozen huge orcas came cruising right by them.
Wow.
They almost S'd their pants. I know I would have done. The secret, I'm still, you're not giving me any secret sauce info, dude.
I gave it to you already.
No, what'd you give me? You gave me not yet, what, materials? No, there's something else.
Curves.
It's all the curves.
Yes.
What's new in the, okay, what's new, what's the newest in the works with curves in the L41 right now? In the factory, what's happening?
Things are getting rounder.
They are. Are you going disc?
Rounder noses, rounder tails.
Yeah. Are we going in a circle here?
It's cyclical. It is.
It really?
Yep. Yeah.
Round.
Uh-huh.
How round? What are you talking? What kind of can you give us a shape that we can kind of like have in our brain that we can? What kind of shape is it?
You ever eaten an Eggo waffle?
Yeah.
Sort of like that.
An egg? Is it called the Eggo too?
Yeah.
It's called the Eggo. Oh, can we have? I know we got people at the front door here. It's really weird going guest the other day. We got weirdos at the front door.
They want their coffee.
Nakuma, huh? They want their coffee.
Okay, who's at the front door?
I have no idea. This chick at the front door, she's like standing there. Who knows? You never know where you're going to get a KSCO.
I guess I'll go check that out and get right back to you.
No worries. It's no big deal. She may be an L41 groupie.
That guy has an amazing radio voice.
Well, everyone here has got an amazing radio voice. Me, I suck at radio, and everyone knows that I suck at radio. That's why Peter Mel goes, Neil, you're so bad, it's good.
By the way, yes. I did have an anonymous caller call in to say that TC is the man.
TC is the man?
Yes.
Well, TC is the man right now because he's taking care of his wife on her birthday.
I wore my shirt for TC.
I know, you got the boardroom shirt. You got the boardroom shirt. That's right now, it's live on Facebook with Santa Cruz Waves.
Will he see it?
No, he's knee deep. He's having a nice romantic dinner with the missus.
He's knee deep in what?
Knee deep in romantic dinner with the missus. Yeah.
Okie doke. I thought you were going to say something else, but.
I'm not going to say anything else. I want to know more about the Eggo.
Go through the article you wrote and see if there's any.
Any scoop?
Anything that pops up.
Okay, I'm going to come up with the. I got to read a commercial. No, I've done enough commercials for crying out loud. And an article I wrote about you. When was that? That was back in, that's when I first met you. That was a lot of time, that was a long, long time ago. Who taught you how to surf? Your parents taught you how to surf? Did your dad teach you how to surf? Or did you just kind of like, you moved to San Francisco? Was Ocean Beach the first place you surfed at?
Yep.
Get your ass handed to you?
Absolutely. Taught myself.
In Ocean Beach?
Uh-huh.
How did that come about? Anybody that goes to Ocean Beach to check out the surf, it's not like, hey, I want to do that. Because everyone out there is getting their ass kicked.
Yeah. Although it has its great days.
Yeah.
I wanted to start out, I wanted to actually learn how to sailboard. But ended up surfing.
Right.
For whatever reason.
Right.
Less gear is easier.
There's a lot of gear in windsurfing.
Yeah, it's too much.
Too much stuff, right?
Yeah. So...
Are you still using, is it Casey Lee?
Casey, no. Uh-uh.
No? Not using his stuff anymore?
Mm-mm.
You're just using this new, who's the new company that does the graphite stuff? You were talking to me earlier.
My blank manufacturer, I get all my foam from them, Marco Foam down in Irvine.
Okay, but who's doing all the
Graphite Masters
Graphite Masters.
Crazy composite material.
So they just sit around all day long and think up stuff to make surfboards or anything, any product?
Surfboards mainly, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you can actually take a blank and make it stronger by using graphite?
Well, no, it's not graphite. It's typically carbon fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you vacuum bag carbon fiber onto a EPS foam core, it's going to be super light and very, very strong.
Is that something you came up with or is it?
No, it's been around forever.
Yeah. I always see people who are paddleboarding, and they, you know, somebody will go buy a paddleboard, like, you know, $1,500 paddleboard or expensive paddleboard, because a lot of them are expensive, right? But yeah. You get the guy who's got the $1,500 paddleboard and the $3 paddle.
Yeah.
Right? Got the adjustable piece of crap. How important is it to have a decent paddle?
It's very important.
Right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's just like skiing, I guess. You don't want to...
Are you making those?
Skis?
No, paddles.
Oh.
Skis.
No, I'm not making paddles.
I got to try out this Eggo. I'm very interested about this Eggo. Is it somewhere we can see it?
There's a shortboard version of it on my Facebook page.
There is?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what's your Facebook page? What's it look like? What,
L41? L41
is it your name or is it L41?
L41 Surf. Just Google that. You'll find me.
L41 Surf?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Call the number 2 right now. The only person that cannot call in is Fig, because I'm getting away his stuff. So call him. Did I already give away the T-shirt? My memory's terrible.
You gave away something from People's Coffee?
Okay, now I'm giving away some swag. Okay?
Okay,
so, Sam, I'm not going to give you any more stress. This is call number 3.
3?
You're going to answer the phone 3. Call number 3 gets T-shirt, which you can help put up on the screen there. T-shirt. The design is by Jimbo Phillips, legendary skateboard artist. Surf City Sandwich T-shirt and a Surf City Sandwich hat. It's caller number 3 gets that stuff.
Here comes
call
number 1.
Oh my goodness!
I'll be right back.
This lady's still at the front door. She's got a gun? No, she doesn't have a gun. That's good. All right. We're good. We're good, Kirk. We're good. She's just got a pen. Are you still surfing, or are you just now paddleboarding? Is surfing still in your thing?
Yeah.
How important is it to do both, do you think? And what's the difference for you as far as how does it feel for you when you're on a board, because you're so graceful and so good at both? Can you give us a feeling of what it feels like to be on both boards for you?
Well, you know, they're totally different. I mean, when I surf, I like to ride really small boards.
Right.
And you know, that's,
well, that one you're riding lately is that big blue thing. What's that thing?
What's that?
That long thing.
Oh, you've that's been... a stand up.
Okay. So you're talking about surfboards.
Talking about surfboard.
All right, good.
You know, that's my first love. So I'll always want to do that.
Yeah.
There's no better feeling in the world than popping up and flying down the line on a surfboard.
Right.
But with stand up, it's, you know, it's just a different kind of rush. You know, there's something to say about having a longer board, a longer rail line in the water. You know, you can do really deep carving turns with your paddle on really any size wave.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can catch a lot of waves if you want.
Yeah.
You can sit way outside. I mean, you got to be...
But you got to be kind. You got to be kind. You got to be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
You got to be polite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're both awesome. And I'm, you know...
It just... I don't know. To me, and I surfed for many, many years. And to me, surfing was nirvana. I couldn't think of anything more that I wanted to do was to surf. And then my friend Andy Whitman from Angula Board stuck me on a paddleboard. I'm like... It's just something that took me to a different. I enjoyed it so much more.
Yeah,
and I attain it to like skiing. You know, when you have a pair of skis, and without poles, when you ski without poles, you can only do these, you know, gradual kind of turns. If someone gives you a pair of poles, all of a sudden you can go down a mogul run like nobody's business if you're that good.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like you're using the ski pole and the stand up paddleboard paddle has a similar use.
For sure. I mean, you can leverage off of your paddle.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time.
So you can do really powerful gouging turns if you want, which feels really good.
Right.
You know, and also, you know, it's a motor. You can take off way outside and catch anything.
Right.
You can use it when you're on the wave to make sections, you know.
And right.
There's a lot of good things to say about riding a paddleboard.
Can you say a good thing about this radio show tonight? How do you think... Okay. I want your opinion. Okay, we got Sam, who's never here, right? My engineer that's been with me since the last 4.5 years decided to take the night off, and I had no idea, right? TC texted me an hour before, going, Neil, I'm not coming in, right? And you show up, the phones don't work. I mean, your general opinion. I know the phone's ringing, but the phone doesn't work. The general opinion of how this show went down, was it bad?
I mean, I would say it's bad. I don't have anything to compare it against, you know.
Okay, so
I missed the opening theme song.
All right, yeah, I know. Who sang that song? Who sings that song?
Is it Smashing Pumpkins?
Smashing Pumpkins, 1976 or 79 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sam, it's the Smashing Pumpkins song. What's he on the... Does somebody win the thing? Oh, he doesn't... He can't get... No, it's all completely failed tonight. All we have is...
We still have listeners, though.
We have listeners? Yeah. All we have is muffins and water. So, if we have an earthquake right now... Apparently, there's an earthquake today, too, so... We have another earthquake right now. You and I could be surviving in KSL land with muffins and water. I want to thank Kim also for these delicious muffins. How helpful has she been in your, you know, you got two kids, right? You got the career over the hill. You're working for Google, doing the virtual reality. What's the thing called? The virtual
reality, yeah.
That you're into, right? That you work for. That's your work.
Yeah, we make those.
Right. Mm-hmm. So. How are you fitting in the? How are you fitting in the schedule? Making surfboards. You got two kids.
Ugh.
You got to work over the hill. And how are you doing that?
I'm up early.
Really?
Yeah, I'm up early.
That's okay with her?
Yeah.
Is that why you said beautiful wife thing?
No, she's totally supportive. She's great. Yeah.
So once again, if anybody wants to try one of your paddle boards, can somebody try one of your paddle boards? Or there's no demos, is there? Really?
I don't really do demos.
Right.
No. Uh-huh.
Just buy one.
Yeah,
get one.
Just buy one.
Just go buy one. You can go to the L41 Surfcraft Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to L41Surfcraft.com. Check them out. And be prepared. I'm telling you, be prepared. I've tried. I had a stand-up paddleboard business and which involved trying and owning pretty much every single different kind of board that I could get my hands on. And without question... Without question, once again, without question, there are no finer paddle boards than the ones that my dear friend, I'm not just saying because my friend, I'm saying it because they are the best paddle boards that you can buy. And they're the most fun, and they're easy to carry. You know what? I have my little Miata. I can stick one in my Miata and drive down to go surf in it. If you have a little SUV, you can stick one inside the SUV. You don't have to stick it on top of your on roof when... And get it ripped off by somebody, you know. You can go inside your car. They're easy to carry, especially up and down the stairs. I never forget, too late to tell that story. But, you know, if you're a lady out there, you don't have to be a surfer. You don't have to be Laird Hamilton. Anybody can ride an L41. You can take it out in the harbor and just cruise up and down. The best thing about it is it's so easy to pick up. They're light and easy, and they're fun. So, without question, the finest paddle boards that you can buy are... by my good friend here, Mr. Kirk McGinty. I want to thank Kirk for coming on the show. I want to thank Sam for whatever Sam did tonight.
Golden voice, Sam.
Yeah. Thank you.
Rebecca Costa.
Thank you very much. I know my mother would be proud.
Yeah, and Rebecca Costa would also be very, very proud of you. So you did a hell of a good job, right? I want to thank the KSCO audience for being, you know, no one called and complained. You know, no one called and bitched and said that show sucks. But I thank the KSCO listeners for being patient with me tonight. Also, Santa Cruz Waves, I want to thank them for allowing me to have the show. Next week, here we go. Next week's show. Santa Cruz Board Surfing Association coming on. Skaters from the Tim Broad Surf Skate Contest coming on. This great band, Soulfoot, coming on. I've got Sean Dollar coming on. I've got Taylor Reinhold coming on. I've got Pastor Renee Schlepfer's coming back. The Natadoras Loco, the Crazy Swimmers. They just swam, doubling this channel. Irish Sea Swimmers, they're nuts. Ann Morehouser from Annie Gloss is coming on. A lot of great guests, a lot of great shows coming up. Oh, I talked to Congressman Jimmy Panetta today. Wants to come back on the Off the Lit Radio Show. Sure glad Congressman Panetta wasn't here tonight. He'd like be leaving right now. That just sucks. Anyway, thanks, audience. Really appreciate it. Tune in tomorrow night with the Our Local Radio Show. Rocky and I are going to be here. We're going to have some fun talking about Rocky's paddle across the Monterey Bay to raise a bunch of money. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, Kurt, for coming on the show.
Thanks, Neil.
God bless you, my friend. And thanks, Kim, for the muffins. Woo. Good night, everybody.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Holding his first campaign-style rally since the deadly violence in Charlottesville, President Trump in Phoenix went after a familiar target, the news media, which he said lied about his response to that incident.
If you want to discover the source of the division in our country, look no further than the fake news and the crooked media.
He said the media didn't accurately report his condemnation of hatred, bigotry, violence, and neo-Nazis. While he reread his initial statement on Charlottesville, he left out the part about violence on many sides. Mr. Trump also said he wouldn't pardon former Sheriff Joe Arpaio tonight to avoid controversy, but said Arpaio should feel good, suggesting a pardon was on the way. The Navy has delayed the official announcement, but CBS News confirmed the commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet is being removed from his command. CBS's David Martin.
This is an action that was taken as a result, finally, of the collision of the USS John McCain in Singapore Harbor with an oil tanker.
10 sailors were missing after that collision. The Navy says some remains have been found. There have been 3 other collisions, one resulting in the death of 7 sailors. Martin says Vice Admiral Joseph O'Coin will lose his command tomorrow.
They simply lost confidence in Admiral O'Coin's ability to run the 7th Fleet, which is the fleet in the Western Pacific, the fleet responsible for operations in the South China Sea, among other things.
Bill Cosby was back in a Pennsylvania courtroom today, and CBS's Matt Piper says he was given a new date for his retrial on sexual assault charges.
Given how much paperwork and evidence Bill Cosby's new legal team has to go through, the judge in the case was forced to move it from starting in November to now starting no later than April 1st. His new team consists of Tom Messereau, the Los Angeles-based attorney who helped acquit both Michael Jackson and Robert Blake. District Attorney Kevin Steele says he hopes they'll get up to speed quickly.
It's a case that deserves a verdict, and we intend to get there.
Both sides agreed that this jury should come from this area. In June's mistrial, the jury was brought in from Pittsburgh, 6 hours away. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Convicted murderer Marcellus Williams was scheduled for execution in Missouri tonight, but Governor Eric Greitens halted the lethal injection because DNA evidence raised doubts about Williams' guilt. Taylor Ricard works with the defense attorneys.
We've had 3 different DNA experts review the data and have said the same thing, that it matched the profile of a male that was not Marcellus, that Marcellus could not have contributed that DNA.
The St. Louis County prosecutor said he's confident a board of inquiry will confirm Williams' conviction. This is CBS News.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Tracy. Heard you started your own business.
Yep, a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt vending franchise. It's the latest revolution in healthy frozen yogurt. My robots...
Wait, your robots?
Yep, my robots deliver 7 flavors of delicious and healthy frozen yogurt to customers in high-traffic locations. And Reese and Irvy's provides everything we need to succeed.
And the robots do the work.
They work, so I don't have to.
How can I get my own robots?
Simply go to froyofranchising.com, enter promo code 7474, and submit your information. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7474.
Another restaurant chain is addressing America's love affair with sugar.
Panera Bread, the latest to tell you just how sweet that soft drink is. Sugar.
The amount of sugar and number of calories to be printed on the cups in which 7 drinks are served at Panera, including iced teas. Panera says the new cups will be available in 8 cities starting this week, including New York, Chicago, and St. Louis. They'll be in all the chain's more than 2,000 locations by the middle of next month. You'll know how sweet it is. Jim Saylor, CBS News.
George and Amal Clooney say they want to add their voices to the fight for equality, and they're putting their money where their mouths are. They're donating $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center to combat hate in America. The group tracks more than 1,600 extremist groups and uses the courts to win judgments against white supremacist organizations. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required.